The topic is attachment. And what I've been struggling with is an attachment to a belief that has been keeping me back in my life. I see it as keeping me small.
Well, let's soften it right away. Instead of saying attachment to a belief, let's just say I have a belief. And then let's just tell it like it is. A belief is just a thought I keep thinking.
Okay.
And then let's explain it more clearly. A belief is just a thought I keep thinking because it's sort of active in me, so law of attraction gives me other things that match it. So it's really easy to keep it going because I've already got a vibration of it. So I'm vibrating, law of attraction brings me more, and then I'm vibrating, law of attraction brings me more. So I want to release this attachment. I want to release this tendency, and we say, okay, then just stop thinking about that. And you say, well, why didn't I think of that? And we say, the thing that's tricky is you can't stop thinking about something because while you think you're not going to think about it, you're thinking about it. So you have to think about something else. But the thing that's tricky about thinking something else is that if you've really been thinking this and that's where your vibrational tone is set, then you can't think very far from that. So you can't think of that if you've really been thinking this, because law of attraction sort of has this coming to you. But what you can do, you can think that, and then you can think that, and then you can think that. In other words, just think something a little different, and then something a little different, and then something a little different. So what is this horrible belief you've got going?
I'm not safe.
Been watching CNN, huh?
Not at all. The feeling is around being very visible, and in that visibility, from some awarenesses that I've had, that I believe from past lifetimes is that when I have been very visible, I've been killed. And I seem to be coming back to that, and I feel like I'm also using that as an excuse?
You are, for sure. In fact, we're glad you said it before we did, because we were about to pounce right on you with that one.
Because, I felt
that. Well, but you see, what happens is people do this all the time. They are where they are, and then they try to explain how they got there. And we say it's so counterproductive because all it does is just hold you there longer. It's ever so much more productive to talk about where you'd rather be than how you got to this place that you don't want to be. People have past life regressions all the time, and they'll say, oh, it's so validating because I had this past life regression and I discovered that it, just like I thought, this same bad thing has happened to me in all these life experiences. And we say, you don't know if you're getting your past life or somebody else's, but one thing is sure, everything you're getting is a vibrational match to how you feel right now. In other words, you did not bring any of that negative baggage with you from a past life, not any of it. Think about how illogical that is. So you accept that your inner being stands as the culmination of all that you are? And do you understand that when you feel negative emotion, it means that you right here, right now, in this body, have chosen to focus upon something that your inner being will not focus on? In other words, when you say, I'm unworthy, the reason it feels so awful is because your inner being doesn't say, oh yeah, we agree. When you say, I hate you, the reason it feels so awful is because your inner being doesn't say, oh yeah, I hate you too. In other words, the reason that negative emotions feel the way they do is because you've chosen to look at something in a way that your source will not join you. So if your source energy won't join you in one negative thought, what do you think the odds are that your source energy says, didn't get it right, let's go back and see if you can play that one over again? Never, ever, ever. The best of you is what comes forth back into physical experience. You don't bring any of that old stuff back. You picked every bit of it up along your physical trail. And every time you go to someone or you conjure on your own some excuse that validates why you are standing in this place that is less than what you want, it is counterproductive to being who you are. You will never get feeling better doing any of that. So we like it the way you told it as you sat down and the way that we reflected it back to you. I get what I think about whether I want it or not. If I predominantly focus upon something, law of attraction will eventually bring it to me. And every moment I spend focusing even in the direction of that, I'm going to feel that negative emotion that lets me know. So we think what you've just said to us that is really productive and beneficial is, I can tell by the way I feel whether I'm positively or negatively attracting. And it worries me when I catch myself negatively attracting. And we say, don't worry about it. You've got this wonderful buffer. You've got this wonderful buffer of time. Fortunately, every thought you think doesn't manifest immediately. You have plenty of time to feel rotten about it before it manifests.
Good to know.
And then we say, if you've got negative emotion and you don't notice it or do something about it and improve it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't notice it and do something about it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And if you still don't notice it and do something about turning downstream, it will get bigger, and then it manifests, and then you say, oh, I knew that was coming. That's past life. We say, no, it isn't. You had all kinds of warning. Your emotions were telling you. You just can't feel bad for that long without something that you don't want showing up. It's very simple. We call that post-manifestational awareness, however. If you wait till it manifests before you make the correlation, it's sort of beside the point, isn't it? If you are aware of the way you're feeling and you're doing something about improving the way you feel, then life just gets better and better and better and better and better.
Well, you've just really clarified a number of points. I thank you, and so I'm done with that. How's that working for you? Thank you.
Good for you. Very good. You can't hear what you're not ready to hear, however. So the fact that you got that means you were right on the brink of knowing that. And we appreciate your willingness to let us torture you in order to bring it out, yes. Negative emotion is a wonderful thing. If you touch a hot stove, you don't say, ow, oh, I need to do something about this sensitive hand. I would like some Novocaine, please. Oh, that's much better. So much better. Doesn't smell too good, but so much better.